Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend, Bill Brandt. He is the President, Executive Officer, Chief Executive Officer of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz. Is his website. I really encourage you to go there and read some of the things that he has to say. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've talked about Detroit and the fact that Detroit's going to probably be more, maybe a good playbook for other municipalities rather than a domino, and I'm glad to hear that. I hope you're right. We talked about some of the things that's being done, hopefully to prevent another meltdown like 08 in the banking industry. And by the way, one last thing on that, Bill. As you know, I'm a huge. There is no greater defender and supporter of community banks outside of the industry than me, and I really hope that this Volcker rule will do some things to improve the environment for them too, and you can tack onto that if you want and talk to us about your ideas on the economy.
Well, I think that the community banks are the bedrock of the local economy in every city, and I think that they've been largely ignored in all of this.
Yep.
And I think they'd be the first to tell you that. And we're spending eons of time talking about too big to fail, and nobody is talking about the necessary time to put the resources into the community banks to get
That's right.
these small areas outside of Wall Street flourishing.
I've accused Washington and Wall Street of thinking of them as too small to matter.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
The economy, it's an interesting discussion. You and I talked about this almost 2.5 years ago, and you said to me, what's going to happen here? And I said, look, most of these things are wild swings to the north and the south where it looks like a U or a V and there's a quick recovery. I
mm-hmm.
said, this one strikes me like a bathtub. We went down the deep end, and we're going to progress towards the shallow end, bouncing along the bottom. But if you look at how the bottom of a bathtub goes, it's very incremental. It's a very soft slope, and it's going to take a number of years for us to get back.
So you're saying we're going toward the drain? Is that what you're saying, Ben?
No, I think we hit the drain in a way.
Oh.
You and I are going towards the drain, but the economy, fortunately, is going another direction. I think we're about 2/3 of the way to 3/4 of the way through it. I don't think 2014 is going to be a banner year. It's going to be better. I mean, all of us are looking at the stock market, as
mm-hmm.
you and I talk about Wall Street. Appears to be doing well, but I travel, as you, to Cleveland and Fresno
mm-hmm.
and other cities, and they don't see it. And I think it's still going to be another year or so, or the better part of a year off. As we always intertwine these things, there's an election coming up in November. And unless there's a substantial pickup in the economy by then, it is getting better, I'll be the first one to grant you, but unless it's so measurably better that people feel it, it's going to be a very interesting election coming
up. How much do you think the policies coming out of Washington have impacted the pace of the recovery, especially with things like talking about minimum wage, things like preventing the Boeing plan in South Carolina from going forward, things like Obamacare, for goodness sake, things like not wanting the pipeline, those kinds of things, which are business-friendly kinds of thinking, which is where the economy has to grow from. What do you think about all that, Bill?
You're going to kill me when I say this. All of that's a sideshow. You know what the biggest show has been in the last 4 or 5 years, what the Federal Reserve Bank has done to the economy.
Oh,
the rest of this is interesting, and people seize on it, and it makes great headlines.
My audience is wishing you hadn't said that, because that'll get me on another one of my soapboxes.
The QE is a big story.
It's
now,
ridiculous.
Well, here.
Wall Street's the only one who's benefited from this.
Yes. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to taper our way out of this, and that sounds a heck of a lot easier than it's going to prove to be. That is going to be very interesting as we try and work our way out of this.
By the way, folks, that's T-A-P-E-R, not T-A-P-I-R. That's an animal that's a relative of the rhinoceros. Go ahead.
There's no doubt that some of the guys at the Federal Reserve are anteaters, too.
They've got noses like a taper, right?
Yes, this is going to be the big issue of the next 3 years. The Fed is holding all
yep.
kinds of paper at lower interest rates. Who's going to
unprecedented balance sheet? An unprecedented balance sheet.
Well, you know, it is an unprecedented balance sheet, but they can do one thing that you and I can't do.
They can
virtually print money, right?
They are doing it. So quick question. Wall Street seems to be absorbing the news about the first intention to taper. It seems to be holding on. What do you think, as they actually start pulling things down, you think Wall Street will, what do you think it'll do?
I think it's going to flatline for a while. I think people are going to see how good they are at tapering. We're going to find out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. We always get smarter when you join us.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Merry Christmas to
you
too. Listeners.
See you later, buddy. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, even when he disagrees with me. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.